There are flowers and plants throughout the landscape of Eudora Welty's novels and short stories, vividly evoking the look and even the smell of Mississippi. Eudora Welty knew her flowers well from decades of gardening on Pinehurst Street in Jackson. Her mother, Chestina Welty, began the garden in 1925. Mother and daughter tended it together through the 60s until Chestina died. Several years later, Eudora Welty won the Pulitzer Prize for her novel The Optimist's Daughter, and demands of her writing life left little time for flowers. The garden faded, overgrown with poison ivy and honeysuckle. In Eudora Welty's final years, the Mississippi Department of Archives and History began to renovate the garden. This weekend, nearly 3 years after her death, the garden on Pinehurst Street is opening to the public. Garden writer Jeanette Hardy got an early look at the garden ahead of the opening festivities. Jeanette, hello.
Hello, Linda.
Could you just describe for us the spot where you're standing?
Oh, I'm actually sitting in an arbor at the rear of the house, looking toward a beautiful pink azalea that's blooming. There's an exquisite Lady Banksia rose sort of forming a fountain over a fence.
That's a rose that has a little tiny yellow flower.
It has a little tiny yellow flower, and it's just in its prime, and it's magnificent. And not far away, some bridal wreath that's in the same form and just kicking up a storm. And we have the camellia that was her father's favorite and that she refers to in The Optimist's Daughter. It's called Chandleri elegans, and its big blotchy red and white blooms are petered out, and it smells good, and there are butterflies flying everywhere and little thrushes going to and fro. It looks like a little heaven.
We have a recording of Eudora Welty herself reading the audio book version of The Optimist's Daughter, and we can hear the passage about that camellia.
Laurel's eye traveled among the urns that marked the graves of the McKelvers and saw the favorite camellia of her father's, the old-fashioned Chandleri elegans that he had planted on her mother's grave, now big as a pony, saddled with unplucked bloom, living and dead, standing on a faded carpet of its own flowers.
Jeanette, what was involved in bringing this garden back?
It started with a woman named Susan Haltom, who worked for the Mississippi Department of Archives and History, who was very interested in gardening and a resident of Jackson. Susan came to see Miss Welty in 1994 and suggested that the garden be tended to because it was in very much in disrepair. And Miss Welty said to Susan, "I can't bear to look out the window to see what's become of my mother's garden." And Susan said hearing that from her just broke her heart, and she started thinking about how to restore it.
Presumably Miss Welty could have could have lent a hand there, at least telling her what ought to be there, what once was there.
And she did, and she also had wonderful records of the garden, including a garden plan that her mother made in 1925 that showed the layout of all the beds and the plants that were going to go in them.
Tell me about the Mississippi Market Bulletin. Eudora Welty mentions that in her writing.
It had advertisements from the wives of farmers of little plants that they had divided or seeds that they had left over, and they sold them for pin money. And Eudora Welty wrote a wonderful short story called The Golden Apples about one of these farm women named Miss Katie Rainey. And in that story, she uses these wonderful old-fashioned names of flowers and plants that form part of the language of Mississippi and the way people talk to each other and communicate. Red salvia, 4 o'clock, pink Jacob's ladder, sweet geranium cutting, sword fern and fortune grass, the white fairy.
Why do you think the garden is worth saving?
Because if you walk into this garden, it's like walking into the pages of The Optimist's Daughter. It's just as the garden is described in the book, and it just brings it to life and enhances your appreciation of the story and all the rest of Miss Welty's stories. The desk where she wrote was on the second floor of the house with a view of the garden, and she could watch it through the seasons. And also, It's not a garden by a famous designer. It's a garden by a mother and daughter who love plants and love the earth and love their culture. And it's important because Eudora Welty is important to America.
Thank you very much, Jeanette.
You're welcome, Linda.
Jeanette Hardy is a garden writer based in New Orleans. She joined us from Eudora Welty's own garden, which opens this weekend to the public. Jeanette, we leave you with one more excerpt of Eudora Welty reading from The Optimist's Daughter.
I'd give a pretty to know exactly what that rose is, Laurel's mother would say every spring when it opened its first translucent flowers of the true rose color. It's an old one with an old fragrance and has every right to its own name, but nobody in Mount Salis is interested in its name. All I had to do was uncover it and give it the room it asked for. Look at it. It's on its own roots, of course, utterly strong. That old root there may be 100 years old.
If you want to learn more about Eudora Welty and her garden, look at our website, npr.org.